Well, several things I want to get to in this moment. It's the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Cooper Show. Yes, we're going to face some dark times together, but we will face them together. You're going to know somebody who doesn't make it through this. You're going to know people that get sick from this. It's just, it's the way it is. It's a black swan event is what they call it. It's a worldwide pandemic. Are all the businesses going to come back? No, they're not. Are some people going to face financial hardship and ruin? Yes. Yes, they are. Even with $2.2 trillion in bailouts and so forth, not everybody's going to come out of this hole. I have no idea what's going to happen here. I can't predict what's going to happen tomorrow. This has moved so fast and changed so often. We can't predict. The hospital ship Comfort is now in New York Harbor. I thought that would be a big help to New York. It's barely going to make a dent in the problems that they're having, it appears. They're going to start taking patients today, 1,000 patients. The Javits Center, another 1,000 patients. And is it enough? Doesn't look like it. Not New York, doesn't look like it. Other states are about to be hard hit, Louisiana, Michigan, because of outbreaks there. So don't think for a second that we're going to get through this unscathed. We're not. It's a once-in-a-century type event. And we've never been here. And for the millennials and for young people, for the first time in their lives, they might actually face hardship. They might actually face some sacrifice along the way. They might find out what it's like to be uncomfortable for once. Everything's not instant. Everything's not at their fingertips. They can't demand everything they want at that moment. And no matter how you see the government, it's not a panacea. And it's not there to babysit you. No matter how much you might think it is. Today, Mark Meadows is replacing Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. He will become the permanent Chief of Staff for President Trump later today. Mark Meadows, North Carolina congressman, has been an outspoken supporter of the president for some time. He'll be taking that job. Hey, by the way, speaking of, the jobs and the job losses, here's your worst-case scenario. Economists at Fed St. Louis District project total unemployment reductions could be 47 million. 47 million lost jobs could result from this pandemic. That would be an unemployment rate of 32%. From the lowest unemployment rate of all time to the highest unemployment rate of all time, in 8 weeks. In 8 weeks. And I always thought the end of the world would come with explosions and machine guns and mushroom clouds. And it comes with a virus. Everybody hiding in their basement. I didn't really predict it this way. Didn't really see it coming this way. 3.3 million Americans filed jobless claims for the week ending March the 21st. Expect another 2.65 million to join them for this week. Friday's non-farm payroll count for March expected to show a decline of 56,000. That's largely because of statistical distortion because of the sampling period. Now there are companies that are hiring. Big construction firms, road construction firms, drivers for Amazon and 100 other places, delivery drivers. Those folks are hiring. And so there are still jobs and opportunities out there. But it's going to be hard to get one of those jobs. The demand is going to be very high. And the job market, until we get through this, it's going to be very tight. Most of the predictions that I'm seeing now that I think have some validity is that the economy won't head back to where it needs to be until sometime in July. Sometime in July. Meanwhile, Tom Cotton, military veteran senator from Arkansas, says that China will have to face a reckoning. China will have to face a reckoning for what has happened. China turned what could have been a local health problem in Wuhan into a global pandemic, and there will have to be a reckoning once we're through this pandemic, so said Cotton. He said the supply chains for pharmaceuticals and medical devices must be reoriented to the United States. That will happen without question. That will happen without question. And we could look at some of these companies now. MyPillow, Jockey is now making medical masks and scrubs and so forth. Maybe some of these companies can have an emergency plan where they can shift and go right to it. First, we stock the National Strategic Stockpile and put that top of list for priorities. But then when this is done, we go to companies all over the United States and we discuss with them what role they would play in national emergencies X, Y, and Z, and how they could gear up to help stem, whether it's a pandemic or some other issue that happens, natural disaster, whatever it might be, that these companies join us in a way to deal not only with the coronavirus outbreak, but for future problems and national emergencies that could befall this country, because they do happen, obviously. And we can put together a strategic plan and not have to scramble at the last minute to find the folks. The president has done a solid job of getting huge companies on board to do their part to help pull this train. But next time, and there will be a next time, let's not scramble. Let's have the plan in place. And let's make sure that the National Strategic Stockpile isn't depleted and left empty like it was in 2009 and 10. Let's make sure that doesn't happen. We'll work together as Americans to make sure we've got our act together this time, that we've got everything in place in case we have to face this again, and that ventilators and masks, if we need them, will be available. It may be 100 years. But when you need one, you need one. This is the No Panic Zone. Good to have you along for the conversation on this Tuesday, the 31st of March, 2020. Be sure to go to the Steve Rivers Show Facebook page and click like. We'll be right back.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.